From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. What's seen as the most significant challenge yet to territorial limits Beijing asserts around its man-made islands, a U.S.-guided missile destroyer Tuesday sailed within 22 kilometers of a reef in the disputed Spratly Archipelago. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports.
The USS Lassen approached Subi Reef, occupied by China and also claimed by Taiwan, Vietnam, and the Philippines. The foreign ministry in Beijing accuses the vessel of illegally entering its waters, posing a threat to Chinese sovereignty. It says the Navy ship was monitored, followed, and warned. A U.S. military source says the mission was completed without incident. Sheila Smith, senior fellow for Japan Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, says the U.S. Navy's challenge to China comes amid increasing rhetoric from Beijing about the need to defend its sovereign territory. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Ivory Coast Election Commission is expected to announce Tuesday the first results from an election that was widely expected to give President Alassane Ouattara another term in office. The commission has already estimated turnout from Sunday's vote at around 60%, though a civil society group put that figure at 53%. The opposition National Coalition for Change expressed further doubts about the turnout. Voters in the Republic of Congo overwhelmingly approved a constitutional referendum that will allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to seek another term. Official results released Tuesday show more than 92% of voters backing the referendum, with a turnout at 72%. The opposition, meanwhile, boycotted the vote and said the turnout was actually much lower, around down in the single digits. This is VOA News. France is to host talks on the Syria conflict Tuesday with representatives from the United States, Europe, Jordan, and Turkey. However, Syria's allies, Russia and Iran, will not take part. That's according to the foreign ministry. So far, all diplomatic efforts to end the Syrian conflict had foundered, and that the demand over Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to leave power is a precondition for peace. However, that's one that Bashar al-Assad refuses to consider. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders said Tuesday that multiple Saudi-led airstrikes overnight hit its facility in Yemen's capital. It said on Twitter that patients and staff were inside the Sana'a site at the time of the bombings. The group, however, did not immediately report any casualties. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif said Tuesday his government will make every effort to help those affected by Monday's magnitude 7.5 earthquake and is to announce a relief package once authorities carry out a comprehensive assessment. Sharif held a meeting of high-level officials to hear reports on the damage and response since the earthquake struck northern Afghanistan's sparsely populated Badakhshan province. Meanwhile, VOA reporter Ayaz Ghul is in Islamabad, Pakistan, and talks about the earthquake damage there.
The damage is sort of scattered. You know, it's a mountainous terrain, and here and there you see, like, maybe every 3 or 4 kilometers, you see a house. Either the wall has collapsed or the roof has collapsed. But the kind of damage we witnessed back in 2005 on October 8th in that year, when the earthquake of similar magnitude struck northern Pakistan and that flattened towns after towns, it hasn't caused that kind of extensive damage. Mm-hmm. And so far, what we have from the authorities is that the overall death toll still stands at 223, whereas more than 1,600 people have been injured.
Meanwhile, the death toll for Pakistan and Afghanistan, they have reported nearly 350 deaths and 1,900 people injured. The International Criminal Court said India should arrest and hand over Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. He's wanted on genocide charges, and he's expected to visit New Delhi for a summit next week. Along with at least 40 other African leaders, the 71-year-old president is expected to arrive in New Delhi on Wednesday, and he's to attend the India-Africa summit aimed at boosting trade and investment between the two regions. Pakistan's military says heavy fire from across the Afghan border killed 7 Pakistani soldiers Tuesday. The attack hit a paramilitary force outpost in South Waziristan's Angor Ada region. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.